T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Score!
Stevie, tweet me, brother, and confirm the story.
Let's thank the guests. They were Mike Florio, Jason Leisure, and Jed Hoyer. We thank Ray Diaz and Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for all of their hard work as well. And we welcome the Parkins and Spiegel Show in their pastels. You guys look like ice cream.
Delicious, delicious ice cream.
Yeah. You know what we are? We're 2/6 of rainbow cone.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
Never had rainbow cone. If you almost haven't, I'll take you to rainbow cone. I'll call the people at rainbow cone.
I've never had rainbow cone. I've never had it. I've
me
seen
either.
It. I've seen it. I've seen it on TV. Ruben and I tried to go to it on Saturday at the ballpark, but the line was too long, and he chose Dippin' Dots with no line right next to it.
Ice cream of the future.
Future's never coming.
No.
I don't know why.
He held it out in the sun, letting the Dippin' Dots melt.
Become actual ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a chaos agent right there.
Instructions, get ice cream, hold in sun.
That's not how that's supposed to work.
Well, he ate half like Dots and then it just held it out.
But I agree, rainbow cone for me is overwhelming and it causes anxiety. It's like when you pull
that's
up
in the least surprising thing
but
ever
when
heard.
You get to the drive-thru of the combined Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, like I can't do that. I get overload.
Oh, yeah, there's too much going on.
Right. And like Kentaco Hut. And Rainbow Cone, I find overwhelming.
Kentaco Hut.
College name for something we loved.
When you identify that it causes you anxiety, does that not allow you to like conquer it?
No,
say it out loud.
No, I know if I want ice cream, there's a flavor of ice cream if I want pistachio, I get pistachio. If I want peppermint, I get peppermint.
Too much going on.
And everything is like, ah.
Speaking of your anxiety, did I see you tweet that you had to be the first base coach at the game last night?
How'd it go?
I didn't get anybody picked off. I didn't get anybody thrown out. It was great. It was so much
fun. Did
you
have fun?
And I was so worried, like, I don't know the signs. And the coach pulls me, he's like, look, here's the indicator. This is steal. This is bunt. It's hit and run. This is the takeoff. You got that? He's like, they're high school kids. They can have. You know what? I'm like, I'm good. I got it. But I was saying, what I felt most professional was when the guy reaches first and takes the Velcro elbow guard off and hands it to me and then takes his oven mitt out of the pocket to put the base running glove on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and then it's the turnaround and then flip the elbow guard toward the dugout, where his teammates put it in his, you know, with his stuff.
Hey, you're a pro. We got Willie Harris on today.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys can compare.
Well, that's a different job.
That's a professional base coach.
Third base coach. Yeah, I mean, come on.
A lot of big decisions over there.
They wouldn't trust me at third.
There's a lot of things that Willie does that I love, but my favorite is when he lies fully prone down on his stomach, like telling somebody to slide. It's just, there's no reason for that.
The salam.
it looks cool, looks comfortable. He's getting a moment of rest, you know?
Is he DeMar DeRozan?
He's hanging out.
All right, so here's my dream. AD comes home for sign and trade of Vooch and DeMar and Mike Caruso, because LeBron wants to play with Alex Caruso.
Damn it! You did it again.
I did it again!
I do it all the time.
Do you, right?
All the time.
You mess up
He was
Caruso.
An important figure.
All the time.
He was an important figure. For a moment. Damn it!
That's too much.
For who?
Everyone.
You know the great Mike Caruso story, right?
Well, hold on. But okay. No, there's no way the Lakers take even that, right? Because then we get Zach and AD and we can
maybe
do something.
It's Alex Caruso and like Vooch. Like, because that's how much they miss Caruso.
But because that's the thing.
Yeah.
Caruso's the key. He supposedly is the LeBron James of being LeBron James' teammate.
Or it's the L.A. love, Chicago love trade where it's Alex Caruso, DeMar to L.A.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The homecoming.
And then 80 back.
Caruso and DeMar. That's right. And decide and trade Vooch for somebody else. I don't care.
So before a White Sox game,
I didn't like the thought yesterday or today. So,
welcome to the Bulls off season, Danny. Yeah. It's long and painful.
Mike Caruso is being interviewed. Mike Caruso, don't forget the crown jewel of the white flag trade.
Of course.
Mentioned yesterday when Spiegs wanted to trade him for
Bobby
Anthony
Howry,
Davis.
Lorenzo Barcelo. So he's sitting on a folding chair, and they put the headset on him before the game. And he said, okay, we need to do a mic check. All right, Mike, can you count to 10 for us? And he nods, and he's like,
"Sure can."
Like, no, out loud. Like, for it to be a mic check, you need to do it out loud.
Sure can.
Right, right.
Silence.
Right. He's like,
amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Counting in his head. It's like, nope. We gotta hear you actually say the numbers out loud.
Right. But in fairness,
it reminds me of Dirty Rotten Scoundrel.
He's not wrong.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Of course you may, Rubrecht.
He doesn't live.
Thank you.
You're supposed to leave the table.
Why is the cork on the floor?
Oh my god. It's on the questioner. Can you count to 10 out loud?
Yeah,
because are you able to count to 10? Yes, I am.
Yeah, sure can.
Confirmed that.
Yeah, Mike Caruso knows how to count to 10.
By the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
What if you say, I can count way higher than 10?
Yeah, Owen.
You want 20?
It's like you get into my
30s. 10 is so easy.
It's unbelievable. I use my fingers and my toes.
I even know animal noises.
Yeah, exactly.
What is your favorite animal noise? By the way, where are you guys on the fox and the family of foxes in Grant Park?
We love them.
We're good with that. We're not afraid that the fox is going to hurt one of us. They don't do that, right?
No.
They hunt things we want hunted for the most part.
They kind of have the same tastes in some respects at times. They love eggs, you know.
Do they? Oh.
So which means they'll eat goose eggs or they'll eat baby geese. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the dark part.
No, that's the good part.
He says it's the good part. So that's what I'm saying. They're predators of things that cause issues.
Rats.
Yes,
yeah, they
rats.
Do like eating rats.
What do baby geese do?
They become big geese and they tear up all the grass.
Crap all over everything.
Okay. But they're okay.
Yeah.
You just don't like them.
No.
Okay.
Who does?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're fine.
Yeah. I have no real, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of goose crap on golf courses that
I would
rather
wreck
not.
And they wreck the tee boxes.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh
yeah.
God! Now I want the geese to exist.
They're on our land.
Hey, I got a question for you. What animal is in the most abundance on this planet? You know this? Anybody know this?
Ants.
No, not insects.
Oh.
What non-insect is in the most abundance? There are more.
So we're done with the foxes conversation.
We are.
You have another animal question for us.
Yeah, I've moved on to another animal question.
All right, yeah.
This is animal stories.
This is going to be a weird show. I'm trying to keep up with you today.
On the entire planet. The entire planet. My guess would be one of the abundant food fishes.
I was thinking a plankton.
It's not a fish.
Hmm.
What animal exists the most on this very planet?
Is it humans? It might be us.
It's not. It's a good guess, though.
No
I said
way.
Snake.
It's
earlier.
The most dangerous game.
Not snakes earlier. Either. Not snake?
I wonder if the textures have it. We'll
Can't
see.
Be rats. That's too easy.
Not rats. Not rats either.
Well, that's good. That makes me feel
right.
Pigeons?
Not pigeons.
Is it a bird?
It is a bird.
Hmm.
But that's tricky.
Seagull.
Because you don't necessarily think of it as a bird.
Oh, well, Dan's a bird guy, so now he's bothered.
Wait, you don't think of it as a bird?
I don't know.
It's a bird you don't think of as a bird?
A velociraptor.
I was told.
Well, they're related.
I was told that it was a bird, and then I still didn't get it. And I felt like an idiot.
I mean, penguin, I guess.
No.
That can't be it.
No.
Because a simple sparrow or European starling or these incredibly...
I was thinking
I'm rooting for this
fly.
To be like a wrong fact whenever you...
Do we eat it?
Why, yes, we do.
no.
What bird does everybody
eat? Is it a chicken?
Yes, it is.
What?
Every culture eats chicken. Like every culture across the globe.
Why
is
would you
happy.
Not think of a chicken as a bird?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
a good idiot. Question.
That threw me off.
Yeah. I actually, it was a bird that didn't fly.
I actually thought of chicken. I'm like, wait
fly.
A second. I think of it as a reptile.
I started going, hawks? Let's see.
Hawks.
I'll tell you what. Let me go check on Todd. Yes. Yeah, but a chicken.
I'll tell you who's the most populous animal back when we played. Carlos Delgado.
But it's a fun fact, right? The chicken is the most common animal on the planet.
And why were they so darned expensive?
Hold on.
It doesn't feel right.
There cannot be more chickens
than people?
Than there are, like, sardines in the ocean.
Dan, you're not considering chicken coops where they're just, like, raised to be killed.
But it's the ocean.
It's 70%. Of the earth is ocean.
I don't know whether they've measured it.
And there are food fish, like, call them whatever you want, the sardines, pilchards, whatever those little silvery fish are, the balls of thousands and millions of them.
I don't see this fact anywhere on the internet.
Well, that's why it can't be disproven.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way there's more chickens than there are feeder fish.
Well, good luck for your evening. You can go ahead and seek that out.
He's not going to show to work tomorrow, all because of you.
Yeah, right? He's just going to be lost in chicken and research.
We could have stayed on cute foxes with their fluffy tails.
I'm so sorry that I took us off the cute foxes.
And their pointy ears.
And the Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, I see nothing to back up what you're saying.
Okay. Well,
you said it so confidently, though.
I did.
So I believe you.
I got it from a friend who is a scientist. Who
I think you got it from a friend who's wrong.
No. Who I trust implicitly.
Oh, your source is a friend.
Yeah. Source, who is a scientist.
What kind of scientist?
It's a good question.
Like a botanist?
He teaches. He teaches science, and he's got multiple degrees.
He teaches wrong science at wrong university.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Tina Turner, who just passed away. Huh?
Man,
that is a hell of a life and a hell of a career, and she was a badass to get through what she got through, and then she stayed a badass as a performer and a dancer and a singer into like her 70s. Incredible, incredible life. And Angela Bassett should have won an Oscar for that movie.
And Sky Point for Tina making it to
83.
Yes.
Oh, she did.
Do you think she even wanted to make 84?
Like, you've hit 83.
Once you've hit 83.
I don't know.
If you're not going to 90, you may.
Well, that's the thing. You know? I think if you get past 83, you got to go to 90.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think you'd rather go out at 83 than anywhere 84 to 89.
Because my dad's 90. I'm glad he went the extra 7.
Yeah,
you know?
Those are that's a quality 7.
Yeah.
I was going to say, depends on the number of earned runs given up.
Exactly.
He went 7 years, only gave up 2 earned runs.
You're right, you get a QL. You get a quality life.
Yeah, right.
QL. Uh-huh.
And you know, in itself, it doesn't seem like a good stat, but
it correlates.
It correlates, It accumulates after a while. Oh, God.
Not a lot of people believing the chickens.
Oh, really?
False fact segment. I wouldn't want to play Trivial Pursuit with Spiegel.
Oh, my God. I dominate Trivial Pursuit. How dare you? I remember the day that I beat my father in Trivial Pursuit. It was an ugly moment for him. He ran away. He ran away in tears quicker than Terry Bores did when I beat him in music trivia as a producer in 1997.
Wow. You remember all of your trivia wins.
Big win.
And Terry threw down the headphones big time to me and walked out of the studio. He was unhappy.
Nothing will top Shep versus Les in sports trivia.
Remember that.
One of my favorite bits ever.
I will never forget. I was sitting in my car. I remember exactly where, because I called it. Yeah. I called it. I said to Shep, you're going to embarrass him.
Yeah.
He's like, I know I am. And I everyone's like, no, it's Les Grobstein. And I said, he doesn't know anything.
Right.
I said, not only is he not some incredible trivia mind, he actually doesn't really know anything.
Les?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's not true. He knows stuff.
He knew a lot about a tiny, tiny, tiny set of things.
What he knew, he really, really knew.
Yes, yes. But when you're,
if he was there, he knew it.
He really knew it.
Yeah, but no, Shep.
If he had actually experienced it, yeah.
And the game also there was a reaction time because we did it like Jeopardy style. We had to like buzz in for the category, and Shep was much quicker on his feet than Les was. It was was not a fair fight.
I don't think he got one right.
It's painful.
I think Shep swept the field. But I mean, it made for pretty good radio.
Now you're making me think that would be a pretty good station event. Is like the station trivia event. I don't know who the quiz master would be.
I think this would result
in a young producer would win it.
Fire, you think so?
Yeah. An explosion.
Speaks thinks he would win it.
I do think I would win it, but you know, we're all prone to some false confidence around these parts. But I do
I'll
think
take
I would
number
win
of chickens for 200, Alex.
I think
there
this
are more
is
chicken than donkeys.
What is wrong. A billion? What is a billion chickens?
This ends terribly in my view.
You think so?
Yes. I think this is in arguments and fights and cold wars beginning.
David Haw stomping out of the studio angrily.
Like, this is not going to end well. Which is, I guess, why we should do it, right?
I think we should totally do it.
We're like, wait a second.
As long as you don't bring back the home run pool, I'm fine.
Well, but like a live trivia
that really
event
brought so the station confident together. It really accomplished the goal.
A live trivia event on Twitch would be a hell of a thing. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we could do it like you wanted to do it individually because you want to shine as like the top person. We could do it like a bar where you do teams.
Oh, absolutely. We
That's
should.
Fine.
You know what I mean? Like do the like all the shows.
Yeah, we should do show versus show.
Yeah.
Versus show.
That's an idea.
That definitely. Yeah.
I like that.
War.
That's an idea.
Yeah. It doesn't, I don't have to shine individually. I could just tell everybody I did.
And then we should.
You can still be the MVP of the team.
We should do it at a bar.
Oh, see, now we're getting somewhere. Now.
That's what we should do.
I know, but now the deal just fell apart.
But have it sponsored.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, everything you're saying makes perfect.
Oh, now that we'd actually have to put something together that would be representative of a major market radio station.
Yeah. We're bringing in some red tape.
Exactly. Exactly. If it happens within these walls,
we got it.
We got a pretty good chance of pulling it off. I'm up for that shot.
I just ruined it.
Yeah, you ruined it.
This trivia contest is tearing us apart.
It already is.
Yeah, it did not
Riley,
take
you
long.
Were right. You knew it was going to tear
like
us apart.
Like back in the day,
it only took 30
seconds. I mean, I'm up for it.
Back in the day, we'd walk down the hall. We'd say something to somebody. Be like, I'll get right on the phone. All right, such and such said they definitely want to do it. Okay, we got this, and this. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I mean, Shane can get it set up by the end of the show today. But again, a lot of red tape going on. But you know, that's the way of the world. It's the way of the world.
Yeah, it's the world.
It's the world.
Mm-hmm.
The economy. Yeah, the economy. Debt ceiling.
That's what it is.
Ukraine.
Yep. War torn Europe. War in Eastern Europe.
Let's do it at Circa, says a texter. That's a great idea. Let's go out there.
That texter has no idea how right they are. That might be our best shot. We'll fly everybody out to Circa and do some trivia poolside.
It's like an academic decathlon. We're all sitting at a massive like semicircle table.
Yeah.
Danny, so like
North Texas,
like,
can
UN.
You steal it? Yes.
I can steal, just not answers.
Danny, how many packs of Marlboro Lights would you let Derek Stevens smoke directly in front of you?
As many as he wanted, but he quit.
Oh, that's right. He
Remember?
Quit.
He quit?
Yeah, good for him.
Story was unbelievable when we were out there last. So when we went the first time and Speaks went to Bears Raiders and I stayed at the sports book with him for just 9 hours of football, he probably smoked two full packs of cigarettes in an NFL Sunday.
That's like $90.
It was, yeah, exactly. Then I wasn't there for the second trip, and then for the third trip.
Second trip, he was still smoking.
Second trip, he was still smoking.
Absolutely.
Third trip, lost a bunch of weight. No smoke around.
Wait,
him.
Lost weight? Usually people balloon.
He did both.
Got healthy. And yeah, had like a small health scare, then went and got it checked out, saw that it could have been a bigger thing. It's been smoking for like 30 years, stopped in a day.
Did he do hypnosis or anything like that?
No.
I never saw him not smoking.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was just like, the story is, it was obviously, you know, 10 minutes longer than that and was incredible, but yeah, just
plus you gave him the extra love of thinking it was really incredible.
It was.
It was legit incredible.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's an addictive thing.
Oh yeah, no.
And he works in casinos.
Stopping like, after where 30 you're years. Allowed,
that that's what I'm saying. You can smoke too.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be the toughest job to quit smoking cigarettes because it's the last place that you can smoke inside. Everywhere he's surrounded by it at all times. I don't know. I thought it was incredible.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think it is.
I'm just thinking about, like, you know, trying to eat like a normal human after 40 years of not eating like a normal human.
Right. The Peloton is 4 steps from my bed, and it has clothes draped over it.
Of course.
Oh, no.
I fell out of the routine with it, and now it's just a couple $1,000 reminder of how lazy I am. Sucks. I got to get back in there.
Well, doesn't she use it?
She does.
Okay, so it's getting used.
Yeah.
She uses it with the clothes still on there?
No, it's my clothes. But I do the laundry, I put on there. Oh, and gotcha. Then she
takes
it.
It's a good place to hang clothes.
It's great.
To dry.
It's a great place.
The clothes are really getting fit. They really are.
Yeah. Clothes are shrinking.
Oh, they're doing such good rides, too. Clothes are having a good time.
As I mentioned, Willie Harris on the show today at 2:40, AJ Pierzynski at 3:00, and Roy Wood Jr. on the show
ex-Jedi.
At 4:00.
He's now Snack Turner. That's
Snack
who he is.
Turner.
He's Snack Turner on Twitter. But yes, we're going to have a good time today.
Yeah.
You all right? You
Sounds
in?
Like it.
You ready?
I'm up for a good time, as long as there's no more animal trivia.
I mean, plus we got lots of Bears stuff, and we'll bring some
animal
Jed back.
That's true.
That would help.
I'm there to bite me. You guys don't know it's not true.
No way.
That's not the right defense for the truth.
Burnsy, I wanted to punch my radio as you
Here we go.
As you told Jed, I don't want to get into the hackneyed clutch conversation.
Who knows?
But why aren't you guys clutch? And it's basically what you said.
And what's the answer? Variance.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to bore you, but 162 games. Right. And
very
true. So why ask?
Because I would like to know what they look at.
How
they look at what's characteristic and say, like, this is something we're good at or not good at, and when they can possibly decide they're good at it or not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because of variance. It sucks. And that's what he said. It's something baseball, really hard that way.
Really hard.
You don't know.
Your friend Justin Stone, the director for the Cubs, I thought was really good on a number of things on Hit and Run, but one of them was talking about the individuality of every single person, and it reminds me of our age-old hitting coach conversations, because it's like, how do you figure out if a hitting coach is good, or a hitting department is good? It's a huge collection of individual anecdotal situations.
It's like golf swings. Yeah, if you give one coach to, if you arbitrarily said, here are 25 PGA golfers, and gave each of them a different swing coach, some would be like, I can't work with this guy. He's got what he's talking about, you know?
Yeah. Michael Block said that he had 1,600 text messages that he hadn't read, and one of them he heard was from Michael Jordan, but he hadn't gotten to it yet?
It would mean he heard.
Someone, I assume, said like, hey, can I give Michael Jordan your number? Something like that. And he's like, yeah, I haven't found the text from Michael Jordan yet. Search Jordan.
Right.
It became personal with me.
Respond. You left Michael Jordan on red?
Yeah, just say, hey, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Amazing. Like, get back to him.
Right.
That's just unbelievable.
Like, well, 1,600, though.
Preposterous. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But
it's hard enough when you have like 11 from your own family. You're like, ugh.
Yeah. All right. So you're like a group chat and it gets wild. Yeah.
Transition has gone so long that Layla has left. That seems like a good time to break.
All right. Fine.
Hey, I've got two options already for the station trivia contest.
Oh, you do? Of course you do.
Of course you do.
Let's roll.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Bar trivia with the score.
Willie Harris in 20 minutes, I believe, speaks that I will be beginning the show after Tandy's open with a disagreement. It's next on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.